It's about 5:30 in the afternoon on the 11th of January, and I'm calling you from Punta de Inca, along the highway, very near the entrance to Aconcagua National Park. Now we're at an elevation of 9,100 feet, so we're moving back up. Yesterday afternoon, actually, we had that wonderful lunch in the sidewalk cafes of Mendoza. We all went over to register and get our permits to enter Aconcagua National Park and climb Aconcagua. There are climbers there from all over the world. It took quite a while. We had to pay our fees, register, present our passports, etc. It was the five of us, along with the Bolivian guides, Juancho and Oswaldo, who besides registering for the normal route, which they will do with us as guides, those guys are going to stay and do the south face. They got a permit for that as well, the south face of Aconcagua. This morning, we began to prepare, quite frantically actually, because we had a lot to do, but we're one day ahead of schedule now. Rather than two nights in Mendoza, we've actually moved all the way out to the park entrance, and we'll camp back at altitude tonight. And I know that, like for Ken, who's talking already about very much missing his family, and really all of us, getting started back up the mountain will be a good move. It feels good to be back at elevation. Extremely hot down in Mendoza, but now I'm beginning, you can probably hear the wind in the background, and I'm beginning to feel that we're back in the mountain air. Tomorrow, we'll be hiking about an hour tonight. Tomorrow, we'll take a long walk. We're leaving our big duffel bags right here, and there's a big corral full of mules, big giant mules, that will be carrying the bulk of our weight. So we're stripped down to small packs. The mules are carrying a big weight as we approach the upper comes on Aconcagua.